What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Barkon.
Barkon.
Plays for
Man City. Yep.
Not Inter Milan.
No, not more.
No more.
No,
so, but I've had
no,
to take my
more.
Shoes off, Bill.
Yeah, take them off.
I'm getting all comfortable.
Get comfortable. It's fucking hot. We've got a pair of shorts and a t-shirt on. I'm fucking...
For the podcast.
It's cold outside, but it's fucking warm in here.
Baby is cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him on the show.
He's saying that, actually. He's that's a bit of an old crooner song. Me and Joe were... growing up, my dad loved Dean Martin, okay, and at a young age, where, you know, you're fucking 9, 10 years old and dad's driving, he's got his favourite Dean Martin cassette playing out.
Cassette?
Yeah. But it's old sort of, school. It's growing with us, and the other day, yeah, me and Joe started, was like, right, we're gonna tidy the house. So we stuck the music on shuffle, yeah, and on come Dean Martin, That's Amore. And
That's Amore.
I could not stop laughing, man. We was both singing the song like, at the top of our voices, shouting down the house. Loved it, man. That shit sticks with you.
Well, let's get on with the sports comedy podcast.
Let's.
Thank you for downloading, streaming, or however it is you listen to this podcast.
Yeah,
episode
15.
You know, 1-5.
A couple of cups and a bit of string.
Couple of cups and strings and listen to the podcast.
That's how the next door
neighbours.
Old
school iPod, that is.
Yeah, that's how the next door neighbours listen.
iCup. It's an iCup. Mm. Yeah, It's Not Soccer, episode 15, the sports comedy podcast from the Barker Podcast Collection.
That's where we're from. Now you know.
Boom, boom.
Boom.
Yes, part of the Podgods Network as well.
Yep.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Billy.
And we're here
to tell you
what
is
happening.
Yeah, let's stop that.
Let's never do that again.
Yeah.
Never. So how you doing, Bill? You alright?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm cool. Yeah,
I'm lazy.
Well. Yeah, I'm very lazy, yeah, since the last one, not much stuff.
I thought you were in your pants for a minute, but you're not.
I've got a pair of shorts on.
Shorts on, but
got me scared.
You're 1 degree away from taking them shorts off and sitting
mate, I'm going close to it.
But Billy's house is so hot.
Yeah.
Because it's cold outside. But it's spring. It shouldn't be this cold.
Well, it was nice, right? This time last week, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, drizzled a bit on Wednesday, but I still just wore a t-shirt to work.
The highest was about 11.
All day long, man. All I had on was a t-shirt. Since then, I took Harry for a walk yesterday.
Minus is
fuck, man.
Snow, minus, fucking frost,
yeah.
Rain. Icy rain, freezing rain. I didn't know you could have freezing rain. I thought freezing rain was snow.
Yeah, it was sleet. Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. No, you can have freezing rain.
It's cold shit, man.
Exactly.
That's England for you, man. We're chopping change. Keep you on your toes. I like it.
Well, yeah, because it's something to talk about.
Well, yeah, you know.
Like a podcast. When we've got nothing to talk about a podcast, we'll talk about the weather.
Exactly. That's the conversation you have with someone when you've run out of things to say. It's no good, you know, meeting someone and seeing them for the first time in ages and then they just say, oh, the weather's a bit rubbish. You just know you're in for a shit night.
Yeah, you know.
You're in for a shit podcast because they start talking about weather.
Yeah, any podcast that's talking about the weather, you know.
Clutching at straws.
It's like
that. Oh, yeah, thank you for listening to that.
It's a quick one. But it's like when you do meet people that you used to go to school with or something, and you haven't seen them for a while. The problem with nowadays, because with Facebook and social networking,
it's not
a case, you may not have seen them for a while. There's a lot of people on my friends list on Facebook and that I follow on Twitter that I haven't actually seen face to face since school.
Yeah.
Or
ever.
Fucking years. Mm-hmm. There's loads of people I haven't seen like, ever.
Forever?
That's the whole thing about it.
Ever?
Ever?
You know that's a long time you take the fall, that motherfucker.
But, there's loads of people I went to school with that, even if I have seen them out, it's been very fleeting, kind of like, alright.
Yeah. Okay.
But well, I've spoken to them on Twitter and I've spoken to them on Facebook and that. But, you know that when you do meet him, it's not the same as before social networking,
man.
When it used to be a case of, what have you been up to?
You know what I've been up to, man.
Yeah, you liked my status 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, saying about how I had a nice bacon sandwich for breakfast. Exactly. Oh, you like that? Yeah, yeah, you know you like that.
It's like when you do, you see a girl you went to school with, and she's like, hey, I ain't seen you since school. I ain't seen you since school. How you been? She's been like, what have you been up to? Like, she's like, oh, well, yeah, I've been doing this, that, and the other. Yeah, anyway. Like, yeah, I know, yeah, yeah. Well, what have you been doing? I've been wanking over your holiday pictures.
Oh, that's what Adam does.
No, no. You know what I mean,
he's thinking, out, edit. No, but do you think when you bump into them people, it's a lot like that scene from Human Traffic, where he sees a geezer at the bar and they're like, oh shit, I can't believe we caught eyes. He's like, now we're sort of drawn into this conversation, we've got to have a shit conversation. You know, I don't even actually like you. He's like, no, I don't like you either. I was like, I know, and now we're having this conversation at the bar. And you've seen that, haven't you?
It feels a really good, like, fun down on that.
Yeah,
that
cool, man. It's a great, it's a good film. I remember a lot from that.
I do like him.
I can relate to that film. Yeah, it's good shit.
Danny Dyer's good in that as well.
Danny Dyer.
He's not in it that much.
No. But he's not enough. Not enough. I like
people
when you
shake off Danny Dyer. I feel bad. Because Danny Dyer does what Danny Dyer does best.
Yeah.
And that's play Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
There's enough.
Why be so kills? He doesn't need to be. He's quite lovable as that character.
And I like the fact he plays. I love him in Severance.
Yeah.
But there's a good film I've seen him in. I watched him in called Goodbye Charlie Bright.
Yeah,
really.
I don't think I've heard of that. But it's wicked. Seen it. Yeah,
it's a very simple film about kids on a council estate, and it's in the summer, and they just want to get out. One of them wants to get out. Like, I've had enough of this council estate.
Yep.
I'm gonna fucking do a runner. Otherwise, I'm gonna get caught up in all this shit.
Yep.
All the fucking crime and that. And yeah, and Danny Dyer's in it, and he's like, he's one of the ones that on the council estate is a little bit more active. I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna better myself. So he kind of steers away from him, goes to the gym, has a nice girlfriend, but the girlfriend gets caught up and the whole thing, like, sleeps around.
Oh, it's one of them girls.
So then he snaps and makes him go a bit mental, and he also gets caught up in shit. It's a good film, we should definitely check it out. Goodbye Charlie Bright, if anyone wants to watch it. I don't know where, it's one of them, it's quite a English... Is your mic on?
Yeah, mic's on, man. I just got a fucking chin hair stuck in it and just pulled it out. That fucking hurt.
I just, not pick my nose, but I just pick, like, you ever
picked your nose,
thing?
But that's what you done.
No, you know when you like, you do something to your nose, but you poke it, it's a bogey and it really hurts.
Oh, you got a painful bogey.
It hurt me eye. It made me eye twinge.
Oh, one of them ones.
Yeah, so it's a hurt eye. Goodbye, Charlie Bright. Yeah. I don't know where you're going to find it, because it's quite hard to track down. I think you can get it on the internet, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not saying pirate it, I'm not saying you can buy it on the internet.
Oh, you can buy it on the internet. But, don't go download it.
Anyone in America will be like, I ain't got a fucking clue. Because saying that, I watched The Hole. Have you ever seen The Hole with Forward Birch and Keira Knightley?
Yes, I remember seeing that when we was really little.
We weren't really little, we were about 15.
I was 16. Little compared to what I am now. I was after size of me now, really.
Yeah, that's true. But no, yeah, it's a good film. I was on telly the other night.
Yeah?
And I watched it. It's a really good film. Keira Knightley is only 15 in it.
It's where the four kids go, and it's an old bunker, is it?
Nuclear
by
bunker.
School.
She gets her boobs out. Keira Knightley at 15. A bit weird.
Was she 15 years old?
She was 15 when she made that film, and she got her boobs out, so she had to have permission from her parents, who had to be on set just the day of filming.
To make sure it's all right.
Could have been dodgy.
You know, is she advised, ill-advised? Looking back now, it's not ill-advised. She's got a great career.
Well, yeah, Kevin Knightley is fucking green.
She made a career off of her boobs.
No, because they're not really boobs, are they? She's tiny.
They're boobs, man. It's all about little boobs.
Her body is, she's got a nice body, but it's, you know, it's an inch away from being a child's body. A child's boy's body. That's
a
the
little
problem.
Boy's body.
Because she's so skinny.
But it's feminine enough to be like,
it's very androgynous.
That's a nice body.
It's not very feminine. Mm. I don't think it's very feminine, because I think feminine being curvy, like Kelly Brook.
Well, okay.
Holly Willoughby, that's feminine.
Right, to me, feminine is boobs and a fanny. Right? Yeah. Regardless of the size, mate, I've got quite big hands, but give me some little boobs.
You want little boobs?
Yeah.
That's because you've got big hands.
Yeah, right.
Because everything's little boobs to Billy with his big hands.
Yeah.
But yeah, so have you seen any films recently?
Have I seen any films recently?
I know it's a comedy sports podcast, but hey, you can talk about shit. Doesn't stop us any other time.
No, I've got really bored with TV recently, and I've got the stuff on the planner. Yeah, but I've got the stuff
on
the planner.
You've got a 50-inch screen in a 40-inch room.
Yep. It's there in my face, right? And mate, right, I get neck ache, right? If I've played like FIFA or something with Joe, the ball's going from one end of the pitch to the other, and it's hurting my neck. Instead of just looking at the TV. I've got to move my head. Yes, I'm watching tennis.
I'm not watching tennis around here.
Nah, man, you'll be here for fucking... You'll go walk out of a claim. I've got a whiplash.
He's like, do you see that? No, I'm looking at one end. Yeah. I'm looking at one side and that's it.
Uh-huh. But like, man, I'm a shark. I've got no neck. I can't look to the side.
I'm a shark.
Like that. This is a... You can't see it. I'm twisting
sharks
my body.
Can't.
No, can't turn their heads.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any films?
Any films? Like I say, I've been watching TV recently, and whatever I've come across, I'll put something on, I'm bored already. Lucky Number 7, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a good film. Bruce
yep.
Willis.
Uh-huh. It's a great film. Great story. Morgan it Freeman. Was on TV two nights ago, so I put it on record, because I don't like the adverts. Put it on record, and then started watching it, and I... 5-10 minutes into it, I'm bored. I don't want to watch this. So I'll turn it over. Find something else to watch, now I'm bored. I've been watching documentaries recently about big cats in Africa and stuff. That's what I've been watching. Not many movies.
Big cats in Africa?
Yeah. Leopards, tigers, lions. Yeah, cheetahs, hyenas. They're dirty little motherfuckers. They've been creeping up on shit. They've been stalking the lions and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then they scare them off. The lions run away. They're like, alright, I killed it. You can have it.
They're scavengers.
They are scavengers, but they're nasty little scavengers. They're not like, we're just going to come and wait until you're finished. They're going to be like, I'm going to come disturb you while you're eating that motherfucker. I'm going to tell you, fuck off, I'm going to eat it. The lions are like, alright, I'll get out of your way. You're right, I've just killed it, I've had a little piece, you can have a little piece now. I'm going to go and find something else, because I know you're going to be 20 minutes behind me. As soon as I killed that cunt, you're going to come across and want that one as well. Mate, politics in the fucking... Africa, right?
Oh, you do know that when David Attenborough quits, you should take over.
Do you think I should do that?
Yeah.
I could take David Attenborough's job.
You could easily.
For sure.
I'd listen to that.
I've been watching it do like voiceovers as I'm watching.
You doing it?
Yeah, I do voiceovers I'm watching these documentaries. Now, I can't do it now. I watch it as stuff's been like David Attenborough's talking about stuff. I watch his one, Africa as well. Yeah, and I just... Animals will be walking along, and you can see, like, the hyenas just told the fuck off. I'm doing voiceovers of the lions as they're walking off, as if, like, they're shouting at the hyenas. I'm going crazy. Well, I'm sitting here on my own, staring at a fucking TV, and I'm talking to myself, making myself laugh at the shit I say, the words that I put into big cats' mouths. Ed, you need to invite me out more, man.
You go out enough and get drunk and fall over.
Yeah. I do. I do, and that's the thing. I either go out, get drunk and fall over, or I stay inside and I talk to myself. It's a dangerous life I live.
It is.
Okay, I'm on the edge of a mental breakdown.
You are. That's the problem. I can't help you anywhere. There's
sitting here drinking red wine out of a fucking pint glass.
There's no balance in your life.
No, not at all.
You're either one end or the other. Mm-hmm. You can't just like...
I fall over all the time. It's either left or right.
You either eat it or you don't eat it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You never can just have a couple of bites.
Man, I eat that shit.
You're like, I'm going to eat all that cake.
Yeah, all of that cake. You're not wrong, man. If I buy a cake, I'm eating that shit. I don't fuck about the next day.
I'll
worry about next day when it comes.
No idea what you're talking about.
Neither do I, man.
Fan of Justin Bieber?
That's not a question.
That's a legitimate question. I know what the answer is. Are you a fan of Justin Bieber? Yeah, that little Canadian pop scrotum.
Not a fan of Justin Bieber, no.
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 What do you think he's like? If you met Justin Bieber in the street, or right. He'd come out, what do you think? Do you think he'd be a right dickhead?
Right, now,
he's
going to be some jumped up little spoilt little bastard who's... I reckon he's nasty as well, right? He's one of these people. You know, you're seeing like American movies, yeah? Trying to think of that one with Lindsay Lohan.
Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, yeah? Now, he is the sort of person that puts Mean Girls into real life, and he can be, he's a bitch. This little boy is a fucking bitch, and he just goes around, and he's probably got people coming around waiting on him hand and foot.
Of course, yeah, he's on the
road. Do you need a Coke? No, I need a Diet Coke, motherfucker! Give me a Diet Coke! And he's just like a right little cunt.
Did you see what happened when he came out of the, when his bouncers were taking him out? Because he was in the UK, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Doing his tour, when he was late on stage. And
this was recently, in the last two weeks?
Recently, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he came out of the hotel, and the bouncers pushed over barged one of the photographers out of the way. So I was like, all right, mate? Fucking hell, mate, well, that's assault. Justin Bieber pushed him, like, to get through. Fuck off, mate, can't do it in this country, you fucking little cock. you're a fucking moron, like that. And then Justin Bieber jumped and goes, what'd you say? What'd you say? I'll fuck you up, man. I'll fuck you up, man.
Yeah, like was that. He?
Yeah, the bouncers were holding him back. But the photographer's going, come on in, you little cunt. I'll fucking kill you, you little fucking prick. I'll fucking give me your fucking bouncers. Now fucking come on in, you little cock. What'd you say? I'll fuck you up, man. Yeah, right.
That kid couldn't beat himself up,
no,
right?
Couldn't.
Now, obviously, he's saying all this stuff because he's behind all the bouncers.
Couldn't beat himself out of the bag.
No, he couldn't. With a knife. He should probably just stab himself with that knife. Oh. I think a lot of people would be quite happy. Fuck all little fucking girls having their little crushes and shit. Fuck off.
That's the right? problem, isn't it?
The rest of the world needs a break, alright? Now, you need to fucking...
Cut the shit.
Exactly, cut the shit. Fuck off, baby, you little fucking shitbag.
He acts as if like he's like untouchable. He's the god.
I'd touch him. Right to the end of his nose.
And fuck his neck.
Mm.
But he acts as if he's going to last forever. You think, no, you're not going to last forever. Mm. I can tell you right now you're not going to last forever. Because only young girls like you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And the problem is they're going to get older and like someone else.
Do you think that's what the problem is? He sees himself as being like the next Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Now, Michael Jackson,
but Michael Jackson
grew up and carried on touching kids.
Now, exactly.
Bieber, you're the next... Well,
how many other people, like, how many people were around when Michael Jackson around now? Mm-hmm. And was just as famous as Michael Jackson was before he died. Regardless of whether he touched kids or nothing, I'm just talking about how his music works.
Yeah, what happened to Rick James? He didn't do much more. There's he just got a load of drugs.
Michael Jackson was a one-off.
Is that what the problem is? You know, Michael Jackson's life was filled with all of this fucking, all these stories and stuff like that. That's why he's... You know, he was a great artist. I grew up with Michael Jackson. I fucking love Michael Jackson. I still listen to his music.
For his music, yeah. As a person, fuck off.
Yeah.
Get away from me.
It's a little bit twisted. We don't know a lot. Why isn't Rick James more of an icon?
Who the fuck's Rick James?
I'm Rick James, bitch. He was around at the same time. Right, okay, so get on YouTube. Yeah?
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, Rick James.
Okay.
Please watch this. Anyone that's listening, if you haven't seen it, watch this. These are true stories, okay? Mm. And Dave Chappelle plays out Rick James, right? It's Eddie Murphy's brother that's telling these stories as well. And Rick James is also telling these stories. But Rick James has done so many fucking drugs over the years that he don't even know what he's saying. He contradicts himself in these shows all the time. And to all of these different stories are played out. You will be in fucking hysterics. Please watch it.
Okay, I will.
Go and watch that shit.
You'll
love it.
All right, yeah, tell me once. Tell me twice.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Honestly, wait, when you start, you say that all the time. No, man, it's great.
You know, over the last few years, they've taken out, from like motorsports, cigarettes and tobacco used to be a big advertisement.
Yeah, in motorsports. Snooker used to be. Used to the be embassy. Benson Hedges Cup, didn't it?
And the embassy. It was at the Crucible.
The embassy, yeah.
Yeah. So all the cigarettes and that used to be promoted. They used to have their labels.
Formula One.
All over the cars.
Marlborough.
Camel. Benson. Yeah. You know, there was, you name it. They was on the cars. This is where the sponsorship come from. Football used to have, alcohol names. On shirts, Liverpool and Carlsberg.
Holston
was Tottenham, you know. So they all do the rounds and stuff. And recently, over the last couple of years, they've taken it out of these sports because these are life-threatening. Okay?
If
people abuse these products, you know, it can be very damaging to your health. And, you know, so that's why they've taken it out.
If you abuse bacon...
Yeah, exactly. Anything
you're
going to
fucking damage
much.
Your health.
Anything too much, but I've, you know, it's very rare
you
come
McDonald's,
across...
McDonald's sponsors fucking the FA or something.
McDonald's does. McDonald's sponsors grassroots football.
McDonald's sponsored the fucking World Cup or the Euros that was just going on.
Yep, I'm loving it. Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, so all of this stuff is put in people's faces, you know, and it was, you know, it's dangerous for, you know, your general lifestyle and stuff. So what I can't work out is why now... All that stuff's gone out. Gambling websites are promoted on every single sporting program. Everything. Everything you see. I mean, even...
Bet365.
Yep.
What's the one with Betfair?
Betfred. You've got poker websites
Ask
and stuff.
Victor or something. Victor. Yep. Whatever. many in the UK. Sky Sports.
Ray Winston, boom, is doing the adverts as well. You know, they draw some money in.
That's Betfit 365, isn't it?
That's Betfit 365. So this is all of this stuff.
Betting an in-play market.
Yeah, and then that will come up at half-time. At half-time.
Who's going to score next?
As soon as the whistle's blown, before it goes to the whistle.
The whistle.
As soon as the whistle's blown, it goes to the advert break. And then, just before the advert break, it will tell you the odds. Next goal scorer could be Suarez. 8-1. Right, boom. That's straight in your face. You've got 15 minutes to make a decision. Do I place that bet? Do I not place that bet right now? Right, it's dangerous. People can get these apps
now. If you're a gambler.
You can get this app on your mobile phone.
Yeah.
But it'd be quite easy to become a gambler, I think. Well, I don't. I stay away from it.
I know. There's a guy saying all this gambling shit on your apps. We were down at Christmas. We were at Charles' work. We were doing like at a meal. We were in the pub beforehand. And it was the night that Arsenal were playing Bradford in the Carling Cup.
Yep.
And that was when Arsenal were favourites to win.
Yeah.
It was cool. There was a guy there called Raf, name drop.
Yep.
And he was sitting there on his phone. And he had the app. And what he does, he was kind of like, he has like £1,000 or something. Mm. And all he does is he takes a bit of money out, plonks a load of it on like last minute bets.
Yep.
On high, like on odds, and then fucking takes it back again.
Mm.
So he chucked like £300 on a bet. Like first goal to score,
yep.
Or saying like, or like it's 5 minutes before the end of a game, someone's winning 3-0. He places all the money on them winning,
yep,
and then gets a little bit back or something like that.
And he normally comes in well with it.
And he always comes in with he at least puts an extra 100 in or something. So then what he does, he keeps £1,000 in that account, and he takes 100 out, and puts it in another account.
Yep.
So in a way, he's kind of being clever with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched him, and he sat there, and the telly was on when we were in the pub, and he was looking at it. And he got his phone out. I said, "What are you doing?" He's like, "No, I'm just looking to see what the odds on this game." I said, "Do you even like football?" He went, no. I said, "So why are you going to bet on a fucking Bradford Arsenal game?" He goes, "Oh, Arsenal would win. Arsenal are going to win this." I went, "Don't fucking bet. Yeah. Not in a Carling Cup game. Especially like
cup
against
matches.
Arsenal." I said, "Anything could happen." He's like, no, Arsenal are going to fucking win.
So he's thinking he's going to double his money.
And I had to stop him. I said, "Don't." He went, no, I'll just do Arsenal to score first. I said, "Don't." I said, "Don't." And then what happened 2 minutes later? Bradford scored.
Yep.
And he looked at me and he went, "How the fuck did that happen?" I was like, "There you go. So you can't bet on football."
Had he bet?
He would have fucking.
No,
lost.
Did he? Did he stop? Like, you managed to stop him?
I stopped him, yeah. He didn't. But then what he was doing, he was looking at other games that were going on around the world.
Something
at the time. Like Turkish football games, fucking Norwegian football games. So and
it's too convenient.
And he was just like, "Oh, well, that's 3-0 with like 20 minutes to go. I'm going to put them to win. £500 for them to win. Get his money back." Yeah. It's just fucking ridiculous. It was crazy. And he'd keep doing it. But like, that's what I say. It's so easy to gamble.
Yep.
Like, I do the fucking...
You do accumulators?
Accumulators.
You still do them?
But no, not anymore. But I do it if I want to. But even then, I still never put much money in it. Pound.
Yeah.
I'd put like a 20p on 7 games. Mm-hmm. If I'd won, I would have won £700.
Yep.
I'd have been happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was people I used to go work with, and they used to then end up putting something along the lines of a fiver on 3 games.
Yep.
And lose.
And lose.
And you're like, you've wasted a fiver.
That's two beers.
I've not wasted any money. I put 20p on 7 games. But how was I going to get £700? Well, because a couple of them games were like, could go either way. To be fair, I've never won. But I've come close. I've always come to like... I've always come to like 6 games out of 7 or 5 games out of 7.
Your losses aren't exactly something that you're going to go home and cry about.
No.
And not eat for a week.
No, it doesn't bother me. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's all an addiction, isn't it?
Yeah. People get addicted too easily.
You know, that's why fruit machines and stuff like that, I stay away from them. Someone I used to work with, he would go on, you know, you can go in these fruit machines. Ones in chip shops would be 10p. 10p a spin, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, then you go into a nightclub, and then they'll go from 25p to £1 a spin. Right, now my boss... Yeah. Now my boss, I don't know if he's listening, he'll play a fruit machine, alright?
Why did you have to say my boss when you say this guy I know?
Because it just came out. Right? It just came out. Right, but he'll play fruit machines... And he'd go in, and he'd do them, and it'd be £5, £10 a spin.
Fucking hell.
But then sometimes he'd walk out with £650.
Yeah, but how much do you put in?
But exactly, right? People play fruities, gel. He's a big fruity fan. Yeah.
No, he is a big fruit.
He is a big fruit, yeah. He's a big fruity fan. And you only ever hear these stories of, oh, yeah, I won 145 quid on a fruity last night, Bill. All right, okay, you haven't told me any fruity machines stories for about 3 weeks now. How much have you lost since then?
Yeah.
Oh, well, exactly. You know, they never tell you about that. Never tell you about that. So it's all an addiction. You know, it's dangerous for people's health. You know, just the same as alcoholism, it leads to domestic violence. I imagine gambling leads to alcoholism, leads to domestic violence. You know, it all knocks on. Footballers, ex-footballers, they play a lot of football. They're going to bet on the game. They're always betting and stuff. And, yeah, 40...
They've got loads of money.
Yeah, within 5 years of retiring, 40% of footballers are bankrupt.
Yeah.
And this is when we were talking about divorces recently.
Yeah, we were.
This is, you know...
That's why.
It comes down to gambling and also women just wanting to run off with their money.
Oh, stereotype, Bill.
Well, no, it's not a stereotype. You know, some of them stay with their wives. You just got to be clever with it.
Like Aaron.
Don't get married. Yeah, like Red Nat. Yeah.
Well, Swiss bank account.
He can be my accountant.
I don't know how to write. It's all for my dog. It's all in my dog's name. But was that what you want to say about gambling? Because you were like...
It can be dangerous. Well, you're like, I want to be serious. William Hill. Boom. There it is. Stuck in the middle there. There has been adverts either side of this sporting programme that we're watching at the moment. And there's been a gambling advert in the middle of it. You know, it should be outlawed the same as cigarettes and beer.
Do you think it
will?
Or do you think it's making too much money?
It's making too much money at the moment. And let them make money and then cut it off.
The reason they can't... I think the reason they won't do it at the moment is because it's not damaging people's health. Which means it's not affecting other things.
Yeah,
it's making money, but it's not affecting anyone's health. Whereas they say a lot of the reasons why they stopped a lot of the drinking and the smoking was because it was affecting people's health. People were dying, and it was putting money on the NHS because then people would have to look after more sick people. It was stuff like that. And that's how they were working it out. It was like, oh, it's becoming a burden.
I think people are using it. You know, possibly it could go as far as people losing all their money, going on benefits. It does help people affect people's health, not necessarily, you know, their physical health, where they can't fucking, they're getting fat or whatever, but, you know, their mind, you know, that's a health issue. Definitely more so than anything else, I think.
Yeah, I always do feel that people with, like, mental health problems get ignored. I mean, like, I think it was when Jennifer Lawrence won the Oscar for Silver Linings Playbook, right? Where she plays someone with, like, severe depressions. I think she got schizophrenia or something like that. She got mental health problems. It's a disease of the brain, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Same as bipolar. It's like a disease of the brain. And people kind of treat it like depression. Like, I'll get over it.
Yep.
People
yep.
forget. Mm-hmm. But if someone had asthma...
Mm-hmm. And it can be sort of...
Yeah, they give you pills for it. Yeah. If someone had, like, a lung problem, they give you pills. If someone had a disease, a body disease, they give you pills for it to help, like, you know, and help you out and that. But when you have, like, a problem in the head, people kind of, oh, it's fucking weird. He's a fucking weirdo. You think, well, so the person who's coughing up fucking phlegm is not a weirdo because it's just because he's got some kind of lung disease. He's like, no, he can't help it, though. Well, what, and the person with the fucking
anyone with
problem.
A disease, you know, can't be helped. If it's going to happen, we've all got these genes. Someone's going to get cancer.
Who's got my genes? I've got my genes.
You've got your genes. You've got your genes on, man. You mate. That's why I'm so hot sitting here. I'm sitting here. I'm thinking you got a fucking jumper on and a pair of jeans,
fleece, thermal socks,
wrapped up, man. You got a hat on, Eskimo boots.
Yeah,
I'm Bill Neagloo.
Bill Neagloo. Inuit. That's what they called Inuits.
Inuits. Yeah, okay. Did we just call them Eskimos?
I don't know if Eskimos is an offensive term. But how many Eskimos are going to be listening to this?
Yeah.
What sports are they playing?
There's someone in their fucking... Yeah, they're getting Alaska, so steamed up, their house is melting. They're like, these motherfuckers. They're talking about how warm it is.
You come here and lick the walls here.
Enraged.
But, I completely forgot what we were talking about. I've got mental health problems. You got problems, mate.
Everyone does. You know, this stuff, it can't be treated. You're saying people are giving drugs for all this and that. Why are they giving... Why are people giving... They're so happy to give out gloves.
They're so happy to give gloves to people.
Right, I'll get there eventually, right? Because I do kind of know what I'm talking about. They give people drugs, right? Once they get to a certain point, they're like, right, okay, we need to treat that, okay? Why aren't they giving out... You know, other drugs to say, okay, look, go and have a good time. Go and be happy. Here you go, look. for one night only, go and be really, really happy. Instead of like, oh right, you've got cancer of the liver, okay, you're going to come in and we're going to give you some treatment and we're going to try and treat that for you. But look, take one of these, yeah, go and have a great night, and I'll see you on Monday, and then we give you some boring drugs.
That's what's wrong
with the world these days.
That's why you're not in charge of the NHS.
Well, I should be. How many people in this country would be happy with me being in charge of the NHS? 65-year-old
lady walking in the arm in a wheelchair.
Fuck off, man.
Saying, I've got fucking cancer. He's like, he'll have some LSD. go and sit in that room for a couple of days and come back and then we'll sort you out.
Yep. Mate, I'd be the Nelson Mandela of Britain if I was in charge of the NHS.
Or black.
I'd make myself black. I'd be loved. People would be like, man, this geezer knows what he's talking about.
Free Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, look, he's got a little theme tune for it. Start the campaign.
Free Billy. Free Billy.
I reckon that will be the chant one day.
Free Billy.
Free Billy, Billy, yeah.
Free Billy. Free Billy. He touched kids. Billy died. Billy died.
Kill Billy. Kill Billy.
Last episode, we mentioned about our time when we went to India.
Mm-hmm.
It was me, you, my dad, my brother,
and it. And your uncle.
And my uncle. Uncle where?
Bert.
Bert, no. Uncle Brian. I don't even know why to tell people that. Yeah. No one cares.
Name dropping, man.
Just say, like, yeah, my uncle. They'll be like, okay, we got you. We understand it's your uncle. You don't have to give us his full name.
Yeah. Your family tree.
Yeah. But, yeah, we went to India, didn't we? And, went to Goa. Stand out until.
Do you know what part of Goa?
Candolin.
Is that what it was called, yeah?
Yeah, Candolin it was.
Beautiful place.
Oh, yeah. And we used to sit there and we used to get drunk, didn't we? Really cheap booze.
Oh, well, it was 300 rupees. Which worked out at 71.40, £2.10.
No, it was cheaper than that.
100 rupees was 70p.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where it was, the exchange rate when we was over there. I've still got 10 rupees upstairs.
Have you?
Yeah, 10 rupees, which, you know, changes to 7p, and it's in a note.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, we went out there, didn't we, get drunk, and that, remember that night we were sitting outside. How old were we? We were about
17.
No, we were a bit younger. I think we were 16.
16.
I think, yeah, it was 16. It was just, yeah, 15, 16, because we were just finishing school. It was last year of school.
Yeah.
We went, yeah. I remember now. Last year of school. And,
it was.
And we were sitting out getting drunk on the balcony.
Yeah.
And we were filming ourselves. Like, I was filming you. And
You were singing.
And you were mouthing the words.
Yeah.
And then we were doing it back and forth. And then we put the camera down.
It was funnier if you see it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've described it to many people since then.
People were like, hey, God, quick, what are you fucking talking about? Yeah. But then wasn't it when someone walked past, one of the...
Security guards.
Yeah. And he just stood there staring at us because he thought we were taking a picture of him.
But we weren't. We had him on a video camera, so he's waiting for the flash.
Yeah, and he just stood there staring at us. Smiling.
Then he waved. I said, give us a wave. And he just stood there waving. Look, like his face was in shock. Like he was waiting for something to slap him. Like he was expecting a little slap on the face. And so he just stood there waving at it, waiting for a flash. And there weren't a flash. And then I sort of looked at you. You looked at me. Was like,
it's very awkward.
What's he doing?
It's like an awkward moment. We didn't know what to do. We were like, so
okay, all right, bye, mate. Bye, bye. Yeah.
But then we got there and we used to go out. Like, it was really hot, wasn't it? For India, it's going to be hot.
Ridiculously hot.
And there was a swimming pool.
There was.
And it was me, you and bro, we were playing.
It was me and you throwing it from one end to the other.
Just in the swimming pool, throwing the ball about, as you do in the swimming pool all day. Because there's nothing else you do, is it?
Yeah.
When you're in the swimming pool, you don't just stand and swim lengths.
No.
It's boring,
man.
If you're not water bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're throwing a ball at each other.
Yeah. We're doing motorboats.
That's not at each other.
No. That's another trick.
Then what happened? I threw the ball. It went out.
Right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you threw the ball. It went out. So
I hope it was because there was only me and you.
It was me. It was me. Yeah. So I've gone to get out of the swimming pool and I've lifted myself out. Right. So I've got my hands on the edge of the swimming pool, jumped up, lifted myself out, and my hand has slipped on the wet tiles. Yeah, on the wet tiles. But oh, I can still feel it in my hand. I can see the scar there still. Right. My hand has slipped along these. What are you looking on your head? You ain't got a scar.
I've got a scar on my hand.
And yeah, my hand slipped along the side of these. Do you want to press back up for us? Yeah, they've my hand slipped along these tiles, and the tiles ran a pool. A few of them were broken, so my hand has just slipped across these broken tiles, and it has just sliced the palm of my hand open. Well, at the bottom of my middle finger. Right, so I've got two scars there, and I've looked at it, and you know when something is deep is when it all goes white. And then you wait for the blood, and you just look at it, and you're like, that's deep, but it ain't fucking bleeding there. Oh, there it is, there it fucking is. Oh, fuck, 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 there it is. And then, yeah, jumped out of the pool, and then you've jumped out, like, what the fuck's going on? We've run into our hotel room, yeah, where Dan's there, and I've just fucking cut my hand open, and because my hand's wet as well, the blood's going fucking everywhere. My arm, all down my arm.
Covered in blood.
Yeah, and it's gone fucking everywhere. Your dad walks in, what's going on? You tell your dad that Billy's just cut his hand, and your dad's reaction was, I don't fucking believe this. Fucking. Right, so I'm holding my hand covered in blood, getting told off.
My dad's then, the blinding. Yeah. Right, fucking
so
kids.
Getting told off, and then, so we've got the doctor out. The doctor's come up to the room, and he's like, right, okay. Yeah, he's sort of like patched me up, and he's like, no, that's a temporary sort of, plaster. He said, what I've done is, he said, like in an hour or so, he said, go down to the front desk, he said, and get your pack. He said, I've left you like a first aid kit down there. He said, so you can keep yourself wrapped up. You're going to have to keep that clean for the next couple of weeks. This was halfway through our holiday. We had 2 weeks out there. Yeah. This was a week into it. Okay, so we're in the room. I was like, right, okay, so it's been an hour. Right, we're going to go down to the fucking desk now. So I go walking out of the room, and it's like two steps down from our room. And then you sort of out into the rest of the hotel. So walked out of the room, and bearing in mind, me and Adam come running into the room,
soaking wet
from the swimming pool. As I've gone walking out, I've gone to take a step down, the steps, and my foot has slipped on the fucking puddle. And because my hand's all fucking wrapped up, covered in blood, I didn't want to let go of it. Like, I'm sort of protecting my hand. So I've just gone flying, and I'm just holding my arm with my other hand, and I've just fucking hit the deck. I've hit the floor, and I'm like, fuck, I landed on my shoulder. Fucking, shit. Then, very, sympathetically, Adam and Daniel start laughing. Just pointed laughing at me, and Adam's dad stood there and went, oh, fucking great, he's hurt himself, and you two stand there fucking laughing.
So, Morbid fucking broke his neck.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what he said, wasn't it? Oh, I broke his neck. Yeah, I wasn't laughing,
broke his neck.
But it was funny, because I was laughing.
Jesus Christ, Dad, calm down.
Even I was laughing at that point. I was giggling, and
not
you two were laughing.
Fucking funny, innit?
Not when he said that. And, so you imagine, right, for the rest of the holiday, we're in India, it's baking hot, I've got my hand wrapped up. When it's hot, all you want to do is go swimming.
Yeah, in the ocean.
In the ocean, we was down the beach quite a lot.
And the ocean in India isn't like really calm. It's constant waves.
We were swimming on them waves.
They're constant waves.
We surfed them, motherfuckers.
It's quite vicious. You can't go out far.
No.
You get fucking sucked in. Or sucked out.
Or sucked off. One of them. Any one of them. We're quids in. But, so yeah, I wanted to go swimming. So every time I went swimming, I had to keep that hand out of the water. So I'm swimming around looking like a fucking shark. I've got one arm that's swimming, that's keeping me above water, and the other one is all wrapped up and out of the water, and yeah, you buried me in the sand as well, so I had my bandaged hand sort of out of the fucking
sand. I wish you had those pictures.
Shit.
That's some funny shit.
That was a good holiday. Cheap holiday. I want to go back there. I'd love to go back there to India.
Oh, yeah, I'd love
it. I'd like to go back to the same place we went to, because it was a lovely hotel. Even the bar up the road was quite entertaining as
English
well.
English bar?
Yeah.
Remember when you sit there and started talking to that Indian guy, he was asking where we were from?
Oh, him and his family and the rest of his family weren't allowed to talk. They weren't even allowed to smile. It was just him getting pissed up and aggressive.
Yeah, little, he was. It was just a little Indian guy. And he was... He was very chatty. He's like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. He's not Mexican.
No, but but he would be like, hey, you're English, yeah? Like, I'm going to do it in a Mexican accent anyway.
Yeah, go for it. I'm enjoying it.
Bear in mind, this guy's Indian, but I'm going to do a kind of different accent. He's like, where you guys from, man? Where you guys from? And we were like, oh, we're from England. He's like, yeah, I know that. Where? And we were like, oh, Essex. And he just looked at us. And then you said,
It's just
outside of London. And just before you better say London, he went, I know where it is!
He did, didn't he? He shouted it! He shouted like, fuck, man. Alright, okay, yeah, I was just saying. Alright, I'm not giving you a geography test, mate. It's fucking aggressive.
His family were there, playing with their food, writing SOS in it.
They were, weren't they? Shit, man.
We were just sitting there, like.
Yeah.
Did you ever notice as well, we were drinking lots of beer out there, we were drinking Kingfisher.
Kingfisher
out of the bottle was lovely.
Yeah.
Kingfisher out of the tap was fucking mean.
I don't touch it back here. Over in England, I don't touch Kingfisher. I've been to many Indian restaurants.
I've had a couple.
What was the one we was getting in the room?
Bello.
Bello?
Bilo.
No, what was it?
No, it's Bello. It's B-E-L-O.
Wow.
It was simple and it was really cheap.
It was £2.10 for 10 litres.
That was it, yeah.
Litre bottles. 10 of them.
Yeah.
So we was getting
£2. It was 300 rupees. Yeah, we told them, bring a box to the room.
We'll have 30 bottles of Fanta and Pepsi and Coke and stuff. And they'll come up. Because there was all recycled bottles out in India as well. Obviously, they're going to
recycle
this stuff. And they were old.
Like Slumdog, isn't it?
Yeah, old misty bottles. These bottles are probably like 100 years old. And we're still drinking from them sons of bitches.
Getting fucking diarrhea and shit. Yeah.
I remember again, we found a Domino's out there.
We did.
Yep, and I've never seen a fly catcher, one of them neon lights, be so overworked in my life. Yeah, they were so distracting. I'm waiting for my fucking pizza. I'm standing there looking at them make my pizza, and all I can see in the corner of my eye is this thing. And every time it killed Sank, all of the lights in the place dimmed a little bit. It's like, oh fuck.
Oh, that was a big one.
Yeah, they almost fucking bought a power cut, that fucker. Shit. Did that just fall in your pizza? I don't know, maybe. It'll be cooked by the time I eat it. Yeah, we'll forget
about
it.
That's the only problem. There's so many mosquitoes in that country. Yeah, so many. And obviously, we're in a kind of touristy area. Goa is renowned for being touristy anyway. And Kalingu is where we were.
Yeah.
They were very touristy. And, so you get loads of mosquitoes, nets and that and things. But you used to get pestered by the little kids trying to sell us shit.
Yeah.
Thing is, this is before Slumdog Millionaire come out.
Yeah.
So Indians weren't endearing then.
No.
We weren't like, we love an Indian because of Slumdog Millionaire. They were annoying. Leave us alone, little boy.
Forcing stuff, I remember. But you'd been out there a couple
of times.
Didn't
trust them, though. Yeah. You never trusted them because they were very sneaky. They were like, come buy my shit. And you're like, oi.
Yeah. Okay. What have you got? And he'd pull the back of his, right around the back of his pocket, he'll pull out a bit of shit.
I went once when, when we were in a taxi on the way back from somewhere, and the bloke didn't take us home, he took us to a carpet shop.
No, it weren't me.
Must have been the year when we went with my brother and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And my dad and that. We were in a taxi, coming back from a place where we'd been, And, he said, I'm just taking a detour. We were like, no! And he fucking, no, I take you to see my friend. He took to a fucking carpet shop. And so you go buy the best carpet ever. And it's pretty fucking fucked up. Do you know what I mean? He took sense alleyway. We could have
done anything.
But he didn't. He said, I'll wait for you 5 minutes. And we got out of the room. And we just, bro said, just humour him. Walked in there. Had a look around. It wasn't as seedy as I thought it could have been. It was just like a shop.
Mm. But you're obviously going to worry.
We just looked around and then we walked out, jumped back in the thingy and he went, okay, you seen your buy? He went, no. He went, okay. I was like, you fucking idiot. Make this take us home.
Yeah.
But a lot of people get scared.
Yeah.
No, let us out.
Well, you don't know where you're going. You're in a foreign country. Yeah. You could get sold as a slave.
Exactly. Me. I'd be the laziest slave in the world.
That's a grim reality of it.
I'd get fucking, they'd be like, you'll be slave. I'd be like, come here.
Oh, I do have to.
Oh, fucking hell. Can I podcast?
Yeah. Again.
But no, yeah, that's good oil though, India. I would like to go back. Nice and cheap.
But going back to this aggressive Indian man we met, right? There was that very same night. Because what it was, this place was really busy. Right? It was a karaoke bar. And English bar, you know. So yeah, it was this karaoke
darts
bar
and skittles.
They had it all on, didn't they?
Skillets again.
And So we're sitting there, and it started to get busier, and so me and Adam ordered our food, burger and chips. My chips showed up about half an hour after we ordered our food, so I ate them on their own.
You forgot that. You got
my oven. No, that sticks with me. And so they come and sat down with us, didn't they? And then the karaoke started, so people are getting up, and they're singing their songs, and then that song come on, Who the Fuck Is Alice?
That's it.
Right? Yeah. So
how's it go normally?
All I know is...
For 25 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice? Who the fuck is Alice? So people sing it like that. Yeah, people sing it like that. Who the fuck is Alice?
Yeah.
Yeah? So as if you're asking a question, yeah? It's not like you're a fucking, you know, underworld fucking gang leader, yeah? And you're shouting it at someone like, Who the fuck is Alice? Right? Like, so this person, Alice, has just, you know, killed seven of his top henchmen, you know, and that's Who the Fuck Is Alice? So, yeah, we're sitting there, the whole place starts singing along, and this bloke who's sitting at our table, the aggressive Indian man, who obviously only knows that part of the song like me, would stand up, and everyone else is like, Who the fuck is Alice? This bloke fucking, Who the fuck is Alice? And then he'd sit down carry on doing a crossword or something. Yeah, you know,
or beating his wife up.
Yeah, that's it. Kicking him under the table. Yeah. They can't see this. I'm having fun.
I know where the fuck Essex is.
Yeah. Mate, and that's what it was. And I was scared. I think me and you were scared. We was drinking our beers.
We done a move off the table. And he grabbed us and said, sit down.
You're my slave.
Sit down. Come to my carpet shop. I think we move back in, but because it was across the lake, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was. It was two big lakes. Like our hotel was amazing.
It was.
We had the coconut trees outside. I remember waking up in the morning, sitting there, and then boom, out of the corner of my eye, I'd be like, "Oh fuck, man, there's a coconut dropped from that tree." And this bloke had shimmied up a tree with just his hands and his feet.
He was a monkey.
Just climbed, you know. And if you've seen these, ain't trees like you get in Britain. You know, you go down the woods and you climb trees. Nah, man. These trees have got no fucking branches till you reach the top, and that's what they're not branches, they're leaves and coconuts. I'd like to give it a try.
Yeah, you would. I'd fall. I couldn't even lift. Couldn't we wait? The tree would bend.
You'd look at him like, nah.
Just kick it.
Just give up, man.
I'd just kick it as hard as I could and wait for a coconut to fall down. Yeah. But coconuts, though, I fucking love coconuts when, because we imagine coconuts like the hairy ones.
Yeah.
And then you used to cut it in half, and then you kind of, we went into the coconut shies.
Yeah.
School fates.
Oh, like, man, you used to knock them all off. You used to get them, but like, what the fuck am I going to do with this now?
You'd take them out and bang them on the floor, but then you'd bang them on the floor and you'd break it, so then the milk comes out straight away. So you're like, oh, that's gone everywhere. Then it'd make it all wet, and then you'd get loads of like concrete on the fucking thing. So you're like, I'm not eating it.
And then
you rip it open.
It's dry as fuck.
All the hair is stuck on the white bit. You're like, oh, I'm not eating the white bit now. It's got all the hair on it. You're like, what the fuck was the point in this?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's in India.
Pointless. No, I know what you're saying.
They were in the original cases.
So green, yeah.
The original cases. Yeah. Like, the original iPad cases.
Yeah.
No, they were in like original, like, what it was. And, they just make a fucking drill a hole in it and put a fucking straw in it.
Yeah. I just drink it straight. Tom used to do that. He used to put, like you said, we used to go home and fucking crack him and shit. Tom used to go home and he'd come up, have his straw sticking out. What the fuck you done there?
He knew what he was doing. Everything.
Yeah.
He knew what was going on. Survivalist.
He's Bear Grylls. Tommy's Bear Grylls.
Yeah. People don't know who Tom is.
No. But me and Adam know a real life fucking Bear Grylls, and that's that man.
They don't know who Bear Grylls is.
Mate, if you don't know, you need to know. This motherfucker can live inside a camel.
I remember when we were younger, Tom was like, yeah, I want to be in the army.
Yeah. Could have done.
He was too intelligent, though.
He went to the RAF. He'd done all his tests. And then he met his now wife in America, and he moved there. He could have been, he would have been in the RAF.
Oh, yeah, he immigrated, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. He's got two children now. Yeah, man. Probably teaching them how to be action men as well, action ladies.
Does he speak to you?
Tom come back just over a year ago.
When you spoke to me?
Yeah, and then I went to go and meet him, and I filled up the van on the way there. Didn't put diesel in, I put petrol in, so driving around to him, the van broke down, this was on a Friday night, and I had to go and get this bloke Eddie to come and tow me back to the yard, and then spent all Saturday, well actually I say I spent it now, it was the yard boys, they had to spend all day pumping out £105 worth of petrol out.
Why
did
you put petrol in it? If you've got a diesel car, why did you put petrol in it?
I had a petrol car, but I had the diesel van, and my compressor in the back of the van was petrol, so whenever I filled up the compressor with petrol, I filled up the van with diesel. And this time, I didn't need petrol, and I just got the petrol out and put it straight in. Drove up the road, and it conked out, and I was like, trying to start, I was like, right, why ain't it starting? Batteries are working, yeah, right.
I've just
and
put then, petrol in it.
And then, boom, and then it just twigged. I see it in my brain, I was like, that fucking pump was green. I was like, that was a fucking green pump. And, yeah, the whole night come to a bit of a shambles, and I missed Tom, and then he went back to America, so, you know, hopefully I'll be able to catch up with him soon. I don't talk to him enough.
No, you blew him
I'm out. I don't want to tell everyone about my,
my
neglective ways.
You're making it all sad, then.
He doesn't want to talk to me no more.
Yeah. Nobody likes me. But there you go, that was our India story.
Yeah.
We had a good time in India.
Yeah, we did, man.
Just letting everyone
cut my hand open.
Go to India.
Fell on my shoulder.
Cut your hand open and meet aggressive Indian people.
Yeah, man. If you want a good holiday, that's where to go.
So there you go. It's Not Soccer, episode 15.
15? Already?
Coming to an end.
Here we go. I don't like odd numbers.
You say already. It's only taken ages because we took so fucking long.
Yeah, to do.
Doing it.
Yeah.
I think we started going. This podcast about a year ago.
Yeah.
We did one.
Yep.
About a year ago, I think it was.
Yeah, it was probably about May time, maybe. Because
I remember we did, yeah, because then, yeah, about that actually, might be May. But I mean, we did that, then we did a couple more where we did live ones, because you used to keep them live and it used to be different.
Yep.
But then we had like just long breaks, and I'm like, oh, we're going to do it for another month, and oh, no, this won't be like 2 months, and then we did a couple in the summer, and we're like, yeah, we're going to try and bring it back.
I think it's because we started doing MovieCom.
Yeah, MovieCom right, kind of took over, didn't
it? That started just after, and that was, we first started talking about at the beginning of the Euros.
Yeah, that was it.
Me, you and Marcus started talking about that, and then, yeah, we started doing that, and this just sort of fitted in and around everything else. I don't think the podcast minded too much.
No, I think we kind of needed a break to sort out what we're doing, because we went through a stage, didn't we, where we didn't know what we were going to do.
Yeah, what was going to come. We're still sort of, even this podcast, we've spoken nothing about sport.
Oh, we've been a bit rubbish on sport.
Yeah, this one we have.
But we kept it kind of entertaining. I hope people are enjoying what they're listening to.
Yeah, what we're talking about.
And we like your feedback, so you can just follow us at Not Soccer Pod.
Not Soccer Pod.
Follow me at Barker Podcast. Follow Billy at
Bylow66.
Or Billy Bylow is his name, as the Succotash people called him.
Yeah, Billy Bylow.
Adam Barker and Billy Bylow. That's what they called
nice. Him. Nice. Is that what they labelled it? Yeah.
Not Billy Cutmore, Billy Bylow. So Billy Bylow, yeah. That's what you're down as now.
Yeah, that's cool.
Billy Bylow.
We'll go with that shit.
And, yeah, so you learn a lot about us. That's what happens. But no, yeah, it's a comedy sports podcast. Yeah. Keep it going. It's been a bit quiet on the sports front this week.
Yeah.
Probably because we recorded this early.
We're not say how early.
No, we won't say how early, but I think we got away with it, talking about stuff that we could.
This is where we're going to be from now, and what the first one's going to be sports, right? The second one's going to be like, yeah, well.
Yeah, remember that game that happened the other day?
Did
you see the goal?
Oh, yeah.
But no, who cares?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
I'm Rick James. You go and watch that. You are going to fuck it up. I'm going to watch it when you go. That's going to be me now. Right. Bernie Mac stand up. Kings of Comedy.
Yeah.
Watch some of that shit.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And Rick James. Some comedy bitch. For you there, right? This is the shit.
Okay.
Cheese toast, bitch.
Cheese toast, bitch. Nice.
I tried to tag you in that post the other day. I posted that video up.
I think you did.
I don't know if it caught you though.
I think I saw it, but then I was doing something else and never went back to it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I'll check it again.
Cheese toast, bitch.
Cheese toast, bitch. So yeah, so thanks for listening to It's Not Soccer Podcast, episode 15. We'll be back again next time for episode 16, because that's 16. How it works, isn't it? You go from 14, 15 to 16.
Yeah, that's what we do. I think that's how numbers go.
I think we can do that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, you had a good time?
I always have a good time.
I've had a good time. Thanks for listening. Go to barkerpodcast.webs.com and go to the podgodsnetwork.com and you're going to hear a promo for another Podgods in a minute after the show finishes. So stay tuned for that. Any last words, Bill? Oh yeah, if you're on Stitcher, thumbs up, favour us. If you're on iTunes, rate and review us. As simple as that, show us about. Any lasting words, Billy?
Bitches love cheese toast.
Toast. Cheese toast, bitch.
Hello there, podcast listeners. I am Jason the Angry Ginger.
And I am Jeremy, that McBlizzard.
And we do a podcast called 7 Days a Geek.
Here's a few things we talk about. Movies, TV, comic books, cars, bitcoins, you name it.
Yes.
We talk about it.
We like to say we're a comedy podcast. One of the new things that we've done recently is we did a radio play.
We did.
One of those old-timey shit that your grandpa used to listen to, only this time we do it better with swear words. Gonna drop a clip right the fuck here.
Right here.
So, the plan was still together. No car, of course, but we could almost see the airport from where we were. We were gonna make it. It'd be on foot. But we had to take care of some business first.
Chaz, come on and shake that thing. We've got to get the hell out of here.
Hang on! Oh, it's like fish hooks. Oh. Hang on!
Jesus Christ.
Dilly Dan.
Does everyone in this country pee this long?
Oh, my God. Hang on!
That's a long piss, dude.
Yeah, nearly there. Stop looking or I won't get you going.
Oh. Wow. I'm jealous. Literally, like right now, in the midst of this, I'm jealous.
Now I have to pee. Jesus Christ.
You're going to have to hold it, dude. We're already waiting for him.
Oh, my God. It's like broken plastic farm animals.
Back. What'd you think?
I loved it.
You can find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, and we're also part of the Pod Gods Network.
Or 7daysageek.libsyn.com.
Just in case you're like, what's the name of that podcast again? 7 Days a Geek. Listen to us. Write it down. Ask Suri to set up a reminder. Get a fucking tattoo. Also, if you're thinking about starting your own podcast or know anyone who's interested in it, we're doing a new segment called Podcast 101, where you can learn everything there is to learn about podcasting. Starting in February, listen to 7 Days a Geek twice a week.
Listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.